My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
The vibe is good, even though that's kind of the word we've been talking about all offseason about it being bad. And Guru, we're going to start with you because I don't want you to get left out.
Oh, okay. Whoa, okay.
What's your
he
biggest
35 shots a game? Kiss my niece for me. Yeah, you're the MVP.
Russell Westbrook over there.
What's your biggest concern?
Health. I really believe the fact that since 2019, this team, they've endured injuries, but never nothing to derail them to get to their ultimate goal and the big stage. And when you talk about Christian McCaffrey, who we all love, his calf is barking already and hadn't even got tackled. That's telling me, you know what? This next year might be, and I could be totally wrong, wouldn't be the first time, it might just be a tad bit tougher. So on Sunday, Shasky and Vontae Dibbs and Stoney and Willard, it might not be your opponent that gives you the biggest problem. It might be health. So I'm monitoring and watching that, and I know I can hear you guys already. Well, that's everywhere, every city.
Right.
But when you think about this Niner run under Kyle, dude, they've been relatively blessed with health.
Steiny, you're reacting
again. This is going to take some time.
You're reacting again.
Can I ask, why are you guys are all Niner fans, right?
Yeah!
Okay.
Yeah!
Do you go into this season as big-time fans saying, we may get hurt. We may get hurt. McCaffrey may get hurt.
Steiny.
It's like, it's help football. Play the game.
I know two guys who think about that. It's Jared Guru Johnson and my man right here.
My brother from another mother.
Oh, my God. I'm so worried. He may get hurt. He got cracked.
And you know what?
I deal with it every morning.
Mahomes may get hurt, and he'll get gifted a Super Bowl.
Mahomes
that's
got hurt
the bottom line.
Super Bowl.
There you go, Joe. Speak to him.
Okay? No. Then why are we worried?
Because Dre Greenlaw tore his Achilles and they had an angle of camera I'd never seen before. I'm just saying things happen, man.
Congrats.
Yeah.
You've got an excuse.
No.
No Dre Greenlaw.
You should have still been able to overcome
that's
that.
All.
But look, the number one concern on the Niners.
I want to hear Steiny's answer.
He doesn't have one.
No, it's Brock Purdy.
It's
Brock Purdy. Yeah, it's Brock Purdy.
You're concerned that he's not very good?
No. What I'm saying is McCaffrey is who he is. Kittle is who he is.
Mm-hmm.
Ayuk. I think Brock Purdy, of the 49ers, important players, is the one player who can elevate himself. And if he can take the next step, they can win a Super Bowl.
He's already had a great fourth quarter, a second half against Seattle in his first playoff run, fourth quarter against the Dallas Cowboys, and then the coinciding year, the following year, excuse me.
The drive with Green Bay.
With Green Bay. And the second half against Detroit, he was excellent. I thought in the Super Bowl, if we're just ranking players,
he wasn't bad.
CMC had a bad game.
Yeah, nobody's saying
Trent had a bad game. Kittle was invisible.
Trent had a bad game.
Like the offensive line, Trent Williams was
terrific. You're answering your own questions.
No. Brock Purdy was actually one of the best players on the Niners in the
was
Super Bowl.
He?
Yes.
23 for 38.
Look, guys have to make plays outside of him.
Quarterbacks have to make plays.
Brock Purdy, to your point, Sandy, he can grow.
Of course he can.
Throws against Green Bay. The Super Bowl, he was okay, but he wasn't great.
He missed a couple on the end zone. He missed Ayuk.
He got his ball batted down. He wasn't great, though.
He was better than Kittle.
He wasn't good enough to get over the hump.
He was better than Brett. By Burford and Brendel.
Thank you.
That's where my concern is. We talked to Greg Cosell every Wednesday at 3 o'clock.
Oh, wow.
He talked today about Colton McKivitz. He said, I don't know about Colton McKivitz, guys. And he said the left side of the O-line is good. The right side, not so much. That's He's a little bit curious about that.
He likes Pony.
Yeah,
he
but likes Pony a lot. He likes the college tape.
Yeah. He likes Pony.
That's my concern, though, is the offensive line, the right side of the offensive line.
I think the guy who's got to step up, and I said this morning, it's Nick Bosa on the defensive side of the football.
Man.
Nick Bosa held out last year for about $20 extra million. 5 years, 170. He held out, which I was fine with. But when you hold out, you got to go play ball. And midway through the year, he's pointing the finger at Steve Wilks. He's pointing the finger at himself saying, well, I got to experiment. I'm not ready to go. Well, that was your fault. So I expect Nick Bosa with Leonard Floyd on the other side, who I think is going to be really good. Collins in the middle. You got safeties. You got the best cornerback room the Niners have had in my lifetime. Nick Bosa has to play close to a DPOY. He's got to be top five in the DPOY rankings when it comes to that award.
Who crashed down twice on fourth down in the Super Bowl and let Mahomes run? And like, that's not Wilkes' fault, Bosa. And you got to be better.
And on the final drive, if you watch it, Bosa on the sideline, huffing and puffing, needing a blow on the last possession of regulation in the Super Bowl. And so my guy, I'm looking at number 97 to step up and be a guy.
I want to add to that, because if you think about some of the guys, Reggie White did it in the playoffs. Yep. In the fourth quarter. Charles Haley did it in the fourth quarter in the playoffs. I watched Aaron Donald take over the fourth quarter of the NFC Championship game against the Niners. He took over. We've watched Chris Jones twice against the Niners take over. And I don't want to hear about holding calls that would have, could have, should have been called. You have to make plays and you have to fail. You can make an argument Chase Young was more impactful than
that's
Bosa
incredible.
That can't happen. And when you're making 122 large and you bent everyone over and you waited till 3 days before the season started, I'm sorry, I'm with B. You better have a monster year.
Willard, is that valid? Because to me it is, man.
Well, I think that's valid for all of the guys that are getting paid. Like, I mean, when you're paid to be an elite player, you have to be an elite player. And Nick Bosa was an elite player, but...
Last season?
Yeah.
He wasn't elite last season.
He was very good. He was good.
But
Stats is not the only measure. Cosell said something to us today that I think carries weight. Mm. And he said, in talking to offensive linemen around the league, Nick is about the hardest person to deal with.
Wow.
And that's true last year as well. I get where you're coming from.
And I'm totally with you on game record.
The bottom line is, in big moments, when you're a big player, you got to come up big. And I think that's for Nick. That's for Brock. Although Brock's not getting paid yet. You guys watch. That's going to be the effect for Brandon Ayuk this year. Bygones will be bygones, but now you've got to go be an elite receiver because you spent 6 months telling the Niners you better pay me like an elite receiver. They do.
Oh, yeah, agreed.
Now you got to go be an elite
that
receiver.
That comes with the territory.
That's the way it works.
Yeah.
You know, they make so many excuses. A lot of fans make so many excuses about Bosa getting held. Bosa gets held. Bosa gets held. I don't hear from Max Crosby. I don't hear from Miles Garrett.
Wow.
I don't hear from T.J. Watt.
J.J.
So
Watt.
I don't know if you want to say he was
elite
last season.
That's also because they're not in big games, though.
But they
Max Crosby's never
Chris
been
Jones
in a game
is.
That matters.
Chris Jones is.
Absolutely.
Right? You know?
Absolutely.
Micah Parsons did against the 49ers.
Yeah.
I watched Tyron Smith just manhandle Bosa in that playoff game.
He's quiet in that game.
And Penny Sewell
did too.
And I also watched a young Aiden Hutchinson dominate the 49ers in the first half of that game. Now, they made adjustments and whatnot.
Yep. Right.
Aiden Hutchinson didn't get 122 large guaranteed. I'm sorry.
He's
34 making
this
that
year.
Kind
he's
of
going
extra
to it 2 years.
The pressure does get ratcheted up by the contract. And
exactly.
I'm more worried about Brandon Ayuk living up to that contract than I am Nick Bosa, because Ayuk is not going to get the targets. He's not going to get the catches. And if there are a couple of drops or maybe a fumble or something, I think Niner fans will be quicker to turn on Brandon Ayuk than they would Nick Bosa.
I mean, George Kittle went MIA for weeks on end in the playoffs, and no one said boo-hoo. So as long as I hear what you're saying.
What's the Super Bowl stats, George Kittle?
Two catches.
Yeah.
Wow.
How many targets?
Fourth down.
How many targets?
Not good enough.
Yeah.
And I love George, but that's not, he also couldn't lift his arm if you watch
our
the receiver.
Our guy, John Taylor, where is he?
But that was at the end of the game, though. And then Super Bowl 54, the fourth quarter images was George Kittle blocking on pass plays.
That's terrible,
great blocker.
Great blocker.
He is a great blocker.
But boy, I need you to be a two-way player, man. You got to make some.
Yes, but you remember the Chiefs played a ton of man, and they also were getting through the offensive line. You needed extra help on the block.
But also with Brandon Ayuk, is Baldy putting out in the video, because a lot of people were telling me all season, well, Ayuk's replaceable. Second team All-Pro, please. Fourth option this, fourth option that. Well, Baldy broke it down, since we're breaking down Greg Cosell and everything, and I respect these guys. Greg Cosell,
he knows
a
lot.
Baldy broke down the Super Bowl videos. Wow, Ayuk is getting bracketed multiple times. Wow, look at McDuffie and Steed bracketing Ayuk. Well, look at Ayuk run block. Best run blocking wide receiver in pro football. And then when he does get one-on-one, he makes plays.
Wow. Yep.
So I do think Ayuk deserves that money. He's the best wide receiver on this football team. He's the best downfield threat on this football team. And Purdy and Ayuk, it gets overlooked. He had 1,000 really yards with three different quarterbacks. And then last year, he explodes. Ayuk and Purdy have a rapport, and that's why he had to keep him. I think he's going to be worth every penny when it's all said and done.
The rapport is true.
We all love CMC, right? We love CMC.
Who doesn't?
I mean, he didn't play a great Super Bowl. It's okay to say. Monster season.
Oh, the fumble was huge.
The fumble was devastating.
The fumble was a great catch on the little flip pass where he did the stutter step. He was quiet. This is a team that rode him all year. Yep. I don't think they can ride him like
man.
That.
I agree with this.
And expect the same production come January. He was shut down in the Dallas game last year. He was relatively quiet in the Philly game. Now your quarterback got hurt, so we can throw that out the window. If he is not all world CMC, it's a totally different
offense. His calf is barking already.
Well, you can say,
I don't know about that.
It's a fact.
They said if they had a game 2 weeks ago, he would have played.
You can play, but can you be the best version of yourself? That's all I'm asking.
You can't wear him down in December. I think that's something they learned this year. Right. You can't wear him down in December. It's just like the Warriors. You can't chase 73 wins and bite your nose off to spite your face.
Okay, first of all, want to again remind everybody that we're live in Fremont. The Red and Gold Summit. Talking it out, all things Niners, getting ready for the season with the whole gang here at 95.7 The Game. And Fremont Bank has again been an unbelievable host up here on the rooftop deck on a beautiful day. Are we all right?
Yeah.
Having a good time?
Yeah.
You having a good time out there? Let's take it to this, and Joel, I want to start with you because it was a show that you did last week when Bonte was on vacation that I know you guys have referenced a bunch.
Yeah.
We referenced it a bunch. It became a very interesting day when you played Kyle Shanahan word association. So set up for everybody what you did and what went down.
Well, you know, it's interesting. We did five questions for the audience, and, you know, one was, like, who has to have a career year and blah, blah. We did word association. I say Kyle Shanahan. You say what? Like, what comes into your mind? And the responses were all over the place. And I'm like, is Kyle the greatest coach who ever lived? No. But I don't think Belichick was the great. Like, Belichick had flaws. He's great. He's amazing. Could draft a receiver, you know, to save his life. Bill Walsh had misses left and right. Bill Walsh was always trying to replace Joe Montana. He was a little too impatient. Kyle has this bugaboo late in games in these crucial losses, and he's got to get over it. So we were asking the audience, I say Kyle Shanahan. You say what? I said he's a winner. He just hasn't won yet. The big one. I heard tortured genius. I heard schematic, you know, mastermind. I heard tortured soul. Can't win the big one.
Say the word.
The responses were everywhere.
Say the word. Joker.
I heard choker.
You heard choker.
I heard choker.
Is that fair?
Steiny, is that fair?
Yeah. Okay.
I didn't mean to wake you up.
Yeah, no, okay. Yeah, no, Kyle Shanahan's a choker.
Okay.
No, that, like,
we'll
just boil it down to that. If he's a choker, then you should fire him right now. Because then he won't win it.
Some people do want to fire, which is crazy.
Oh, yeah. It's crazy. What do you say to fill in the blank? Kyle Shanahan is a what? When you say Kyle Shanahan, what do you think of?
He's among the best coaches in football.
I agree.
Among?
Top three.
Amidst?
Top three.
A foot? Top three, okay.
But I would retort that, what's the goal? To be one of the greatest coaches ever in football, and to do that and be invited to the championship dinner, you got to cash that chip that the Niners have been trying to since 2019. And in my world, on the Guru computer, I watch a 9 quarters of Chiefs-Niners Super Bowl, and the Niners won 7.5.
Okay, hold on now.
They won 7.5 quarters, and they have nothing to
the show for?
McVay's got a ring. That's the other thing. His contemporary has the ring.
McCarthy has a ring.
Yeah, but let me challenge you on something.
I'm good.
Because here's obviously that's where everybody wants this to go.
Right.
And obviously it's very hard and only one per year and that whole thing. But I heard you guys talking about this earlier, and I wanted to make note of it and ask you. If someone wins a Super Bowl, does that automatically make them a great coach?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Yeah.
Do you affix that label to all of them who've
Doug
done
Peterson,
it?
Doug Peterson, John McCarthy, Harbaugh.
Mike
I'm going
McCarthy,
right down. My, it's Sean
Mike
Payton. You know,
I'll tell you what, guys. I would rather have one than none
right.
all day, and I'm going to respect the craft, so those guys are greater than said coach that's at zero.
You're taking Gary Kubiak over
Kubiak,
Marv Levy?
The Cubs, yeah.
I think I am. Just he cashed the chip.
You're taking Brian
Mike
Billick.
McCarthy, John Gruden.
Okay,
yeah.
This is how I work. Would those guys have a Super Bowl in Kyle's situation? Had they closed those games? I'll wait.
No
Marty
chance.
Schottenheimer might have a ring had he been coaching in Kyle's position, especially just last year. I wonder. And not to take the kick in overtime, like Kyle told, his guys told a lot about what I thought was already said and done, that you are doing calculus, not general math, and then you find out, oh, maybe it is general math.
Well.
The guys didn't know. You know what I mean? Like, you didn't know the rules, Kyle? Your guys told on you. I just have, like, that bothers me for Kyle.
And on the flip side, real quick, Willard.
Yeah.
The Kansas City Chiefs were prepping for that moment every single week. Defensive meetings, offensive meetings, and they were so buttoned up. And just the entire week of the Super Bowl with Kyle in the Red Cup in media day, there was questions about that. There was questions, well, we don't want to practice at UNLV. We're going to go back to Santa Clara.
Seriously, why would you want to practice on an asphalt field in 93-degree heat? I'm not saying it's an excuse.
No, I know, but
there were things that were distracting and led him away from the ultimate goal that he was trying to get.
Vontae, let me ask you this one, because this is like, I wrestle with this. Was Philly stupid for letting Andy Reid go and then winning a Super Bowl after Chip Kelly with Doug Peterson, and now they're stuck with Sirianni and they're kind of in a weird spot? Or do they have buyer's remorse? Like, should they have stayed with Andy?
No, it ran its course. Andy was there for, what, 14 years, 13 years? And it ate with the four straight NFC Championship games, playoffs. In the last couple of years, it got stale. So it was time. Just like with Klay Thompson and the Warriors.
Just like with Jim Harbaugh and the Niners. I mean, that had run its course because Jim decided to do things to the owner that were not, you know, conducive to keeping your job.
I don't think we're close to that with Shanahan yet.
Not even
close.
Not now.
Now, there are some reports. I'm just throwing it out there.
And
you can throw those reports in the damn
because nobody
can.
Up here thinks that's true.
Well, I mean,
how about some
report.
Of us know?
Okay.
That is trash, and I can't even stand that that made the rounds yesterday. Stupidest thing I've ever heard in my life.
I'll say this when it comes to Kyle Shanahan.
We got legends in the building.
We do.
64.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, there he is. I think about that beautiful 8x14-inch laminated play sheet because what Kyle does offensively has changed football. It's bringing the fullback back to some teams because he uses the fullback. Pre-snap motion, all the shifting, the jet
formation.
Sweep.
Give me the formation.
The formation, 21 formation again, 21 personnel, all that stuff. He'll go 22 on you, Bonte.
Yes, I know.
We'll sleep on 22. I do think what he's done to offense, he's brought the run back. Everyone talks about the NFL 70-30 pass run. He's 50-50, and he wins doing it. So I think that it's that laminated play sheet, and he's an offensive genius. Does he need to bone up on the overtime rules? Sure. Does he need to get better at challenges? You betcha.
Real quick, Dibs, I would ask you, and we had the great Matt Barros on today from The Athletic, and his answer, I'm not judging his answer, Willard. I was like, I got chills, like, no, that's not it. I said, why was the Niners' offense, if you're calling their head coach a genius, pedestrian in the playoffs since Green Bay, they should have lost.
They scored 30 against Detroit.
Yeah. You scored 7 in the first half. You got a lot of it because the coach went mad from Detroit. But my point is, if you're calling them a genius, which I've been there.
They were number two in the regular season in offense.
In the playoffs.
Well, wait a minute.
I'm talking playoffs.
Is Andy Reid a genius and is Patrick Mahomes great?
It's a combination of both.
Why did they have a crappy first half in the Super Bowl? Like, what I hear in all of these conversations is simply everyone's brain either going micro or macro. If you go macro, you think Kyle Shanahan's brilliant because the overall picture is pretty freaking great. But if you want to go micro, you're going to find a half where it stunk. You're going to find a play where he called the wrong thing. You're going to find a drive where he should have run and he passed.
Yep.
You're going to find those things. You're going to find a game or a year.
Can it be a combination, Mark?
Well, everything is.
And at fault at times?
But aren't the margins? Yeah. Of course he's at fault at times.
But aren't the margins razor thin? Quan Alexander catches an interception. Yep. They never get to 3rd and 15. Yep. Oh, my gosh. If Burford blocks up front, Ayuk's wide open. Yep. If Bosa tackles him on 4th and 2 and doesn't bite on the run, the margins are so razor thin. The fact that you've been knocking on the door speaks the guy's really good.
No, I'm not.
He's really good.
54-29 the last 5 years, 8-4.
I mean, he's really good.
I mean, he's cooking. They're in the Final Four, and damn near half the league has copied his offense.
Yep. Jimmy couldn't throw a pass in the fourth quarter in the playoffs, and they beat Aaron Rodgers without scoring an offensive touchdown. They were unbelievable in that 2021 season. Without a running game.
Yep.
I mean, their Debo, the whole stadium knew Debo was getting the ball, and they jammed it down their throat on 3rd and 7. I don't know. Kyle has a lot of things. Yeah. He's a really good coach. He just hasn't won the big one.
I'm just curious if you wouldn't rather be 5-0 in the Super Bowl or 5-3. You two in the jerseys. I mean, the three losses.
No, always get to the Super Bowl.
Right, right.
Always get as far as the journey. You got to get as far as you can.
Donnie, how would you answer that?
It's obvious. You'd rather have gone there 8 times than 5. And that's the big problem with this discussion is I look at Kyle Shanahan, and 4 out of the last 5 years, he's coached a team to the NFC Championship. 4 out of the last 5 years, they've been to the Final Four. Sometimes you just get beat.
But you sound like the mission's been accomplished with
who
that,
does?
Which is a great feat. It's like you're done studying on why he didn't get it done, or they. That's all I'm asking.
You just assume that we're going to the playoffs and we're going to make a run. Everybody forgets that in order to get to the playoffs, you've got to play 17 games. And 3 straight years, they've gone 12-5. And they put themselves in position. I would argue that if you continue to put yourself in position, you will eventually break through.
Hey, will you get mad at me if I say that you're here? Can I say it? Is it okay?
Yeah.
Hey, everybody, welcome Guy McIntyre, 3-time champ. And what's that? Absolutely no compromises. All right, so will you do the word association with us? When we say Kyle Shanahan, you say what?
Be honest.
You say what? What do you think of when we say Kyle Shanahan?
A genius.
Wow. I played for Bill Walsh.
That's from a man with three rings.
Played for a genius.
Okay.
Recognized genius.
Can I get a long guy?
What's up, man? Me too.
Free ball back looks like it did a well, man.
Hey, you know what? I think this would be a different conversation. I really do. I think this would be a different conversation if they were doing what John Harbaugh and Lamar were doing, dominating in the regular season and showing very little signs in the playoffs.
Yep. He's never lost in the first round.
Two and three playoff games year after year. So, like, at some point, again, going back to attrition and the margins being razor thin, you got to get some bounces. And I think we're taking some of the players off the hook. Block. Make a tackle. Make a play.
Make a throw.
Like, it's the ball. We give Steph Curry, like, I'm just using a different sport. Steph Curry, because of the fourth quarter in Boston. Lincecum's because of what he did in game one and game five. And, like, give the players a little more power.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.